I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Buzz, what is this? You're doing so good.
This is Rihanna and Paul McCartney.
And what's the connection?
There's no connection. It's just a good song. I'm rotating in some different kind of music.
Good song.
Spicing it up a bit.
Devin, do you know this song?
Of course. Of course.
I like Rihanna. I don't know this song.
It's not old, but it's not new.
It sounds like a country song.
It does sound like a country
2010s.
And it's also, Buzz, very hard to talk over this
coming back. Paul McCartney? He's on this song, yeah.
You need a ramp up.
Kanye West is also, unfortunately, on it.
Thumbs down on this song. This song stinks.
All right, I'm throwing it out.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I was never a favorite of mine.
Of who?
It was never a favorite song of
this
mine.
Song, yes,
yeah,
horrible.
I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I didn't care for it.
This is atrocious.
it was atrocious.
Seltzer will be back. We look forward to that.
Oh, my God.
No,
I like tomorrow. Buzz.
All jokes aside, Brian Dawkins tomorrow, 9 to 10 in studio with us. We obviously look forward to connecting with John's old teammate, Brian Dawkins.
How about that?
Tomorrow. Who's the most beloved Eagle of all time? Is it Doc? Is it BJ? Is it Jason Kelce? Who is it?
Harold Carmichael's up there high. Jaws is up there high.
Reggie?
Yeah.
Who we got? Who's number one?
Oof. Who is number
one? I do believe it comes down to Doc, Kelce, and Brandon Graham.
Those are definitely the big three.
Now, the older folk that saw, for instance, Bednarik, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Didn't.
It's difficult for those of us on the younger level. I met Bednarik a couple times, but I think in a modern sense, it would be Doc, Kelce, or Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I think those are the three.
I think it's probably Doc. I think he's got the cachet for having been retired the longest.
Yeah. Other two won the bowl, though, and he didn't. So, you know.
True, but it's almost like he's been around. He's just been around for a little bit longer, and he's been revered for a little bit longer.
Well, he has been. I mean, yeah. I mean, he got a start in 96, and he became revered around 01. That's when it's like, whoa, it's a different level.
Yeah.
It's a different level.
And I think he maintains a different level.
He totally maintains.
But, and the respect factor that is there.
But I'll tell you, that event we did with BG last week. Was that last week, Devin? Last week?
It was last week.
You were there, right?
I was at the pre-event.
And they didn't have a seat for you, right?
It was so popular and sold out that we didn't get seats. The host.
Did you hear that, John? All these people went and station didn't have seats for
them. But look, I was the only one from the morning show that showed up. So just remember that, Joe. It was me and then, you know, of course, Joe, Hugh, Spike, Ike, Jack.
Good job saving a seat for your teammate.
Oh, listen, don't put that on me, big guy.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can handle on a given day, you know?
One chair? One chair?
Hey,
one chair. Standing room only.
They have to go to the listeners, man. Listeners first, Sean.
Yeah.
Customers first.
It was crazy. Like, and it was, even just being there for the pre-event was insane. Just like the amount of Eagles jerseys and Eagles fans and people who came out to see BG Live was
Did you see the ovation Merrill got when he walked out?
No, I didn't see
any of it. It was the very, 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 it was literally the very beginning.
I did. There was a cool moment. So the whole place was packed with people kind of like milling about getting drinks and going in when we were there. And BG kind of walked out on a balcony to just move locations. And immediately the place erupted and he led the entire place in Eagles chant. I'm sure the first of many of the night, but it was just really cool to see how pumped up he can get people just by like being there.
It was
present.
Wild. It was a wild, and I mean that in a good way, a wild night.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So we are about 10 hours and 20 minutes away from scheduled release.
They're dribbling out, by the way.
What else
you
saying?
A lot of reports.
What else you got?
So we got reportedly the Eagles will be playing the Giants in week 6 on a Thursday night. Okay.
Where?
I believe it is. Hold on. I put it in my update. I believe it's at the Giants. Let me just check that again.
Not so bad. Pre-Halloween.
But here's the interesting one.
Okay.
The Super Bowl rematch.
Ooh.
And of course, why am I getting this on here? Week 2.
Wow.
In Kansas City.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all either.
Well, you know, again, that
these are all reports, but they're starting to come out.
No, I get it. It doesn't surprise me that the Eagles would have a hellacious opponent week two. Like, it's going to be a tough schedule.
Yeah, so now we get to look past the crappy team that hoisting onto our schedule in week one.
But hold on,
that's going to make problems.
Eagles will have 10 days to prepare for the Chiefs. Chiefs will have 7 days.
Mm.
That's a plus.
Okay. I do like that part.
I mean, that's a pretty significant plus.
Yeah.
Now, the teams aren't going to be as beat up, so I don't think it makes as big a difference as it would later in the year.
Right.
But, you know, you still have 3 extra days to prepare and rest and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. They went to Kansas City week two, the first Super Bowl year also.
Correct.
Same thing.
Yeah, Zach Ertz had that catch when it, like, bounced off a guy. And remember that down the sideline?
Off his ankle?
Not his ankle. Oh, well, not that I remember. I don't know.
It's also Jake Elliott's first ever game as an Eagle.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is. Week two.
And wasn't that the game that everyone was upset we didn't run it enough?
Yes.
I mean, everyone, including Zach Ertz, who could not run block to save his life, was begging to run block.
You can't take shots at Zach Ertz like that. He's in the legend status.
No, he can.
I know.
You can say things like he would struggle with blocking.
He got better.
Zach Ertz plays for the enemy now.
John goes too deep sometimes. He could
block for the Commanders, man.
Legend. Eagles legend.
He plays for the Commanders.
I'm on Team John here. Like, I respect what Zach Ertz did for the Eagles, but he plays for the Commanders now.
More of an Eagles legend than Richie. Just saying.
Wow.
Of course he is.
It's getting personal around here.
Hey, let's get to
note one. He plays for Washington, Joe.
I'm playing around. He's got phones. Let's get to Jordan and Princeton.
You're a commie lover.
Jordan, what up, man?
We know Joe DeCamera loves a good traitor, so it shouldn't surprise us that he's rooting for the other team here, right?
Dude, I'm getting near the end of the Benedict Arnold book. He still hasn't turned into a traitor. And by the way, he's being done really dirty by John Adams. That's where I am in the book.
Well, isn't it his young wife who does him the dirtiest?
Here's what I know. There's some I don't know. Here's what I know. And this does make some sense. There really were only two national entities back then. I'm talking like 1777. Two national entities. The Congress, which is kind of loosely formed. People go in and out of Independence Hall. They just kind of stop by. They're out. They go home. They're in. They're out. Okay. And the Army. There's nothing else.
Really?
There's no Constitution. There's no Washington, D.C. And let me get the problem. Here's the problem, John.
The groups who make decisions.
Yes.
You've got Army,
yes,
and military deciding.
Correct.
And Congress and political deciding.
Correct. And here we go. I'm going to drill down more pro Benedict Arnold. Here's where it gets complicated. George Washington likes Benedict Arnold, and other commanders like him.
And why do they like him?
He's a kicker.
Because he's been an ass kicker.
He's been ass kicker
for the United States.
Correct.
For decades,
well,
right?
Well, not like, decades. The country's a year old. Okay, in 1777.
But he fought in the French. Yes. I thought he fought in the French and Indian. He also fought, you know, previously.
I don't remember all that, but
with
Washington. I don't know about that. Washington was in that war. Here's the bottom line. He's an effective general, and the Congress and Washington and others want to keep him elevate him. Congress keeps saying, you won't tell us what to do. We have the power. So Benedict Arnold is caught in a political tug of war between the military leaders and the congressional leaders. And when I say congressional leaders, not classic Congress, like just like Continental Congress formation guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Benedict Arnold is caught in that struggle and is consistently being pushed down, and he's getting frustrated, and I'm just at the point where he's about to say, screw you, I turn to the other side. He kind of has a point. Not going to lie. Guy's kind of got a point.
Figures you're going to side with.
All right, Jordan, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to win some kind of award tracking the show every time I call in. I just have this habit of throwing something out there that gets you guys off on a great tangent. Joe, can you keep a secret for me?
No. I'll try. Yes, I can.
I'm going to blow off work today and go to the 1 p.m. game and have some fun, because there's really nothing in life like going to a day business person special baseball game. You feel a little wrong, and then you leave, and you're kind of home when the kids get home from school. Like, I'll be there for Little League if we get a game in tonight. And so, you know, it really feels like a little wrong and yet so right at the same time.
It is
Bria
awesome.
And Devin, my mother told me never trust a man with a weather report. So I really appreciate both of you keeping track on this, because I don't feel like sitting there during a long rain delay today. I did want to comment
as
on
a
Pete
man,
Rose.
As a man. Find that a little sexist, but it's all right. It's okay.
Do you trust yourself with the weather, Joe?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
The comment on Pete Rose, I think there's a complicating factor that is a little sensitive to discuss because of how close baseball itself has gotten to.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports gambling. Let's remember, we're in an era where there are ballparks in this country where you can lay a bet on the game at the concourse before you walk through the gate.
But, Jordan, what's the but?
They're not players betting on the
game. But players and managers and owners and GMs are still not allowed to. That's a big but.
And they shouldn't be.
Correct.
But I think a lot of the weirdness of the timing in this decision is that the MLB does show a fair amount of hypocrisy when they have a player who didn't affect the outcome of the game yet bet on the games. Now, I am in no way justifying.
Well, I do think he impacted the outcome of the game. I mean, he was the manager of the team.
It's unproven, but he lied.
That part's not unproven.
It's not in question.
That part's not in question. He bet as the manager of the Reds, and sometimes he would bet on a Wednesday, but not bet on a Thursday.
Do you think that was, Joe?
Right. So was he using his better relievers on the Wednesday and using his lesser relievers on the Thursday? That goes to the integrity of the game. I mean, there's no dispute there. All right, Jordan, I got to move fast, dude. Give me who or what you're sick of.
In honor of Philadelphia getting its Michelin guide, mediocre food that is overpriced.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Three different Twitter poll questions of the day. Let's move kind of fast. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Track in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, is it cowardly for MLB to reinstate Pete Rose only after he died? John, how do you think people voted?
Man, hard to know on this. Cowardly is the operative word. I'm going to say only 37% say it's cowardly.
79% think it's cowardly.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wrong way.
Good for that.
No,
that's the right answer. Second question. And we really didn't discuss this much. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll get into it more tomorrow. Are you concerned about Bryce's play short-term or long-term? Yes or no? How do you think people voted, John?
I hope 64% say no.
Exactly correct.
What?
He's a machine.
Well,
that's
that was
crazy.
Really lucky.
The man's a machine.
Well, I got the complete wrong answer
you
on
did.
The first poll,
but
that was pretty lucky.
That
there.
Makes up for it. That's impressive. Yeah. Third poll question. Do you like the Eagles playing Dallas week one?
Oh.
How'd they vote, John?
79% say yes.
68%. Say yes. Pretty good job by you. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile.
Let's go Sixers. Go somewhere else.
Hey, what was that?
Let's go Sixers.
Let's go Sixers. Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. Oh, man. Well, I want you to stay here. I just want better players and, more importantly, better decision makers.
Oh, no. We have to face a healthy Dak Prescott.
What exactly does that mean? It really doesn't mean much. He's a pretty good quarterback. If he was on the Jets, you'd hear his name about six times a year. Dallas sucks. I can't wait for the game. I can't wait to see E.T.'s face turn 17 different directions. We're raising the banner. The Cowboys suck. Go Birds!
There you go.
Baseball drives me crazy. How long has Shoeless Joe Jackson been dead since 1951? What is the eligibility for the Baseball Hall of Fame? Taking a dirt nap? Time's yours.
Wow. Rough.
Are we surprised that Manfred doesn't give a rat's ass about Hall of Fame integrity? This is the same commissioner who called the World Series trophy a piece of metal. Time's yours, you fraud.
Yeah, I don't True. Like Manfred, man.
Is
really...
anyone?
Oh, do you hear what I just said? I don't like Manfred Mann. That's the band. And what's their name? Manfred Mann, right?
I don't know what band you're talking
what?
About.
Isn't that the
I
name? What's
did.
The name of that band?
Are you thinking of Mumford and Sons?
No, Manfred Mann. Like, was it Blinded by the Light or what's that song?
I mean, I know that song.
Isn't that the name of the band? Manfred Mann?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Yeah, Manfred Mann. It's a band. John, you know their music.
70s.
Certainly not a mainstream
music.
Band.
I don't know.
No, they're very mainstream. Manfred Mann.
That was from
they were mainstream.
On.
John, you would
very
totally.
Mainstream.
What's
Maybe
their main
I
song?
Know their songs.
Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, Blinded by the Light.
I do know
That's
that song.
Score one for the Hammer. Matter of fact, with that said, let me say this.
Yes, Hammer!
Let me say this.
Bang!
Let me say this.
Yes, Hammer!
Let me say this.
Bang!
And with that, let's shut it down.
The Times Yours Line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Call 215-244-4500. Recognize the name that sounded like what you were talking about inside... What you were talking about?
My response?
Bang!
Mm-hmm.
The Hammer!
Thank you. I'm done.
So what was the actual name of the band?
Manfred Mann's
Earth Band.
Yeah, people just call it Manfred Mann. Yeah. All right, we got to quickly, and I mean quickly, wrap with the Metallica tickets. Who or what are you sick of? Can we beat Daryl Morey, or do we want to go down for other answers?
I like Daryl Morey. I am sick of him.
I am too. I mean, right? I mean...
That's a great answer. I just keep seeing him flop face first on that table, and it really bugged me. Come on, man. Have a plan. Jeez. But I was so thrilled. I really thought we were going to have that number one pick, it almost felt like I was going to forgive him entirely.
Well, I wasn't going to forgive him, but it was getting juicy. It got really, really interesting really, really quickly. All right, congratulations to Tim with the answer of Daryl Morey. Tim, you're going to see Metallica next week. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Reminder, if you had a ticket to last night's Phillies game, it applies to tonight's Phillies game, not this afternoon's Phillies game. But doubleheader on tap, one at 1 o'clock, another at 6:15. Enjoy them both. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Also, NFL schedule later tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.